Westlock. The man temporarily in charge of Westlock County counts 45-plus years of municipal government experience, including a three-month sow stint in Westlock 6 years ago, and proudly says on his resume that he's never been fired, terminated, let go or asked to leave any municipality. Pat Vincent formally introduced himself to county councillors at their February 15 governance and priorities meeting, saying he's really pleased to be here to work with you and for you. Council and Vincent met privately for a sow briefing following the regular meeting. Vincent started his municipal career as sow for the town of Elk Point in 1981 and stayed there until 1991. Following, he served as sow of the towns of Slave Lake and Beaumont and then sow of Parkland County from August 2007 until he officially retired January 1, 2015. I was once challenged by a comment of an elected official who decried that all CAOs were retreads and had been fired at one time or another. I am very proud of my profession and the fact that I have never been fired, terminated, let go or asked to leave any municipality with whom I have been employed, writes Vincent in his resume. I believe this is an incredible achievement given the volatility of the municipal government environment and that the sow is the only employee of council. Since then, he started a municipal consulting business and has served as interim sow for Thorholt County, the town of Olds, city of Chestermere, Woodlands County and county of Vermilion River. Vincent also worked for Westlock County in the summer of 2016 and served as interim sow between the tenures of Dwayne Coleman and Leo Ludwig. Vincent says his approach to being a successful sow has been guided by three principles, starting with no surprises for council and vice versa. Second, if you make a mistake, admit it, fix it and learn from it. Finally, he says he'll go to the wall defending council and staff and expects the same in return. It's great to be back in Westlock County. One thing you need to know about me is that there are no tough questions. Ask me anything, anytime, not anywhere, he told councillors with a chuckle. If I can't give you the answer on the spot, I will get you the information. Vincent's contract. In a February 18 follow-up interview, Vincent said he's being paid $159 per hour, plus expenses like mileage, meals and hotel accommodations as he's staying at the Westlock Inn during the work week. The contract is for 7.5 hours a day, which is a little tough because it takes 10 or 12 hours to get all the work done, so I'm trying to limit my hours so it's not overly burdensome, said Vincent. I'm always sensitive to the costs to the taxpayers. I've been in the business a long time, so I know we have to be prudent with tax dollars. Vincent also made it clear he's not trying to upset the apple cart, as current sow Kay Spees is slated to return from her unexpected leave March 18th. The same day his short-term contract expires. I'm a type of personality, so I want to get things done, so it's tough to step back a little bit and just go with the flow to make sure it's operating on a daily basis while still getting the things done that need to get done, he said. How we got here. Spees, who started with the county in April 2021, began her six-week leave starting February 4, one day following a four-hour-plus closed-door, councillors-only meeting. A motion made by Count Jared Stitson and passed by council at that February 4 meeting directed Reeve Christine Weiss to get a legal opinion on in-camera item 9.1. Nothing further on that legal opinion was discussed during the February 15 meeting. Rosemary Offrey, who's previously served as sow for the town of Rainbow Lake and manager of corporate services for the MD of Greenview, acted as interim sow for the February 8 council meeting, while Vincent was hired February 9 to act as interim sow. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.